This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast, the podcast for CEOs of venture capital and private equity funded companies. Thank you for joining us. There's three quick stories we'll touch on today. First, a story in the Wall Street Journal. States and city pension funds post their worst year since 2009. This last fiscal year, which ended June 30th, shows state and pension funds down about 9% for the year, for that fiscal year. And you have to remember, this is on top of a good year the year before, but still being down 9%, 8.9%, a bad year overall for state and city pension funds throughout the country. Similar stats are showing up for all other kinds of pension funds as well, ultimately having a tough year between equities falling and treasuries and bond yields rising, which means the current value of bonds in the portfolio are going in the wrong direction, because as yields rise, current bonds that have lower yields go down in value. So between the two, pension funds have been caught sort of sideways the first half of this year. The second story we're following, again, this one's from the Wall Street Journal, and it basically says investors are gaining the upper hand in sort of funding startups. And this talks about sort of the technology route and sort of how the big funds are calling back a little bit, being more careful in their investing. Lots of stories of that, and getting better and better terms when they invest in companies, and startups having a harder time, and early stage companies having a harder time getting the funding they want that was so available at some point. So I thought that was also really interesting. The last story we're following, and I think this is also interesting, because Berkshire Hathaway reported about a $44 billion portfolio loss in the quarter, and that shows up in operating losses because of how they're structured. But think of them as a mega mutual fund or a mega sort of like a Blackstone, who had a tough quarter because the valuation of their companies, many of which can be marked to market relatively easy because a lot of them are public company investments, showed a $44 billion loss, even though they show they had quote-unquote operating earnings. But in the big scheme of things, that's a big loss. And I think they sort of move back and forth, almost like either a Blackstone or a large mutual fund. And we'll see how they do this quarter and how the markets do. But again, three big headlines. State city pension funds have their worst quarter since the worst year since 2009. This impacts a lot of different things, because they all have an allocation to private equity and venture capital. And this means if they have less total assets, this means they'll be investing less in those areas as well. It's a numerator denominator issue. Also, this issue of investors putting less money into startups and more, you know, investors getting the upper hand there. Then Berkshire having this $43 billion loss, which seems like a big number to me, at least. In any event, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast, the podcast for CEOs of private equity funded companies and venture capital startups, venture capital funded companies. Thank you for listening. Any suggestions for a story, an idea, a topic, please reach out to Scott Becker. Thank you very much.